This is what we call the holiness talk, the spiritual rule of life and holiness. Be ye holy as I am holy, said the Lord. Who's feeling holy this morning? I'm glad to see one person is. Being holy doesn't mean to say that you're good and wonderful and sinless, but we are all righteous because we've come to the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. So who is feeling holy? Oh, a few more, that's all right. The first slide, please. The people, the sort of people we need to be. Now, Paula Radcliffe, I'm sure a lot of you are feeling like Paula Radcliffe this morning, ready to run a marathon. But going on mission can be like running a marathon. The first few miles are easy, then you hit the wall, but then it's downhill to the finish. But we need to be in training, as that second slide says. Lean on me. Hopefully that we can all lean on God through the power of Jesus Christ, that we don't need walking sticks, although some of us might, by the end of mission. Leaning on Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Saviour and as our leader. In the teams, we may have team leaders and second in charge, but our true leader, it's not, believe it or not, it's not Daniel Cousins, but it's Jesus Christ is our leader, who we can lean on whenever the times get hard, whenever the times get difficult. And on mission, they will be. I don't want to put you off, but there are hard times. You know, when you go door after door after door and there's nobody in, there's nobody interested, and then all of a sudden, we get that one spark. I always say that the whole mission would be worthwhile if one person came to the Lord. One more person in the kingdom. Obviously, we hope and pray for many more, but pray that you will see a harvest reaped. Daniel Cousins says, it is said that people need to hear the gospel 10, 20, 30 times before they make a commitment. He says, I hope I'm the 11th or 21st time or 31st time that I can reap the harvest. But often we don't. But leaning on Jesus. Slide three, please. Simplicity. I think Philip said last night that one of the principles of going on mission is going simply. Not relying on ourselves. Taking no credit cards. No mobile phones, and we are supposed to take no more than £3 a day. But it also says, right at the bottom here, we agree to drink no more than 2 units of alcohol a day. Try to get 2 units of alcohol for £3. It's not easy. But sometimes you don't want to spend anything one day, so you've got a little bit extra the next day, because we don't always go into pubs every day. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But it's being simple. Not simple, but simply, going simply, relying on our hospitality for what is provided for us. So accepting what is put before you. And as Jesus said to the disciples, take no bag, take no purse, take no extra coat or tunic. Go as you are. Rely upon the hospitality that is offered to you, whatever it might be. Now, Daniel Cousins always says to people, they're here to work, don't overfeed them. But I was only 9 stone when I started mission. We're grateful that nobody takes any notice of Daniel that. We do tend to get overfed, but, you know, some of us can cope with the food easier than others. Look at all the slim ones around the room. Okay, next slide, please. Going out. This is the church going out into the world. Jesus said, stay where you are. Welcome the people that will come into you. And they will know the Lord. Now, there's 2 people nodding. That's right. But he didn't say, stay where you are. What did he say? Go. Go out into all the world, wherever it might be, starting with Jerusalem and Samaria and to the very ends of the earth. Now, I don't know where you're going to be based on mission. Maggie and I, we know we're going to be based in Broadmain near Dorchester. That's the Jerusalem, as far as that's concerned. But then going out into the world, the villages around, the roads, the lanes, the pubs. It's going out wherever people would be. Because that's where Jesus went. He didn't stay in the temple or the synagogue. He went out. Is there a second part to that slide? Sorry? Several bits to it. Oh, technology. As it says, 8% are in church regularly. I'm not sure if that percentage is still right. That's the little bit, the red bit in the middle. And then we have the fringe. Contact people. You know, you may run a house group and sort of friends come to it, but they don't come to church regularly. Or we've got contact with mums and tots or Sunday school, but we never see the parents, those sorts of things. That's a little bit bigger for us. And then the big blue thing. How do we reach all the others? Any suggestions how we reach all the others? Going out where they are. The highways and the byways. And Jesus told the parable. The master of the feast told his servants to go out into all the highways and byways. And but he said, make them come in. Encourage them, invite them in. Go, as it says in Luke 10. But go was a common word with Jesus. Go into the whole world. Wherever the opportunity might be. Into the schools, into the pubs, into the working men's clubs. Sometimes into factories, out onto the streets, wherever. Wherever people are, that is our mission field. We can't say, as a friend of ours used to say, I don't do schools. So her first mission, she did 3 schools. She now does schools. So don't say, I don't do that. Because when you say to God, I don't do that, he will then say, oh, yes, you do. And people get a wonderful experience from the things that are outside of what they're used to. How do you walk on water? Step out the boat. And that's what we go on mission, stepping out of our comfort zone. Because we will learn, we will grow. And if we step out in faith, knowing that Jesus Christ is our leader, is our saviour, and we can go out with joy. Whether she's on the team or not, go out with joy. Next one, please. Boldness and sensitivity. I'm trying to work out, is it mission impossible? It should be Mission Impossible. That's the, sort of the second lot of Mission Impossible. Because I didn't recognise the characters. Mission Impossible was many, many, many years ago. But mission is possible. If it's not possible, then why are we here? Why are we giving up our weekend? Why are we giving up a week on mission? If it is not possible. But as it says, boldness and sensitivity. Going out in the strength of the Lord, knowing that he is with us, he is behind us. But guess what? He's also been there before us. Wherever we go, God already is and has been. He is preparing the way. But it's also being sensitive. Not going in like a bull in a china shop. Charging in and, I've got the answers. I'm the best thing since sliced bread. Mind you, I often wonder what the best thing before sliced bread was. So it's a deep theological, philosophical question for you to ponder. But it's being sensitive to the issues of where you are. So when we go into schools, we operate in a certain way. When you go into an old people's home, we operate in a certain way. It's being sensitive to people. Because we don't know what their issues are before we go in, until we get into conversation. We don't know what is troubling them, what is worrying them. Whether they've perhaps been recently bereaved. Whether they've recently, had a grandchild or a child. We don't know until we get to know them. So it's being sensitive. Not going straight in and saying, you must come to the Lord. Well, they must, but we'll do it gentler. Okay, next slide, please. Being servant-hearted. Are there bits to that one? I can't remember. Are there other bits to that slide? No, that's it. Being servant-hearted. We are there not for our purposes, not for the church purposes as such. We are there to serve the church, but to reach out to the people in their locality. So whatever we're asked to do, within reason, we'll have a go. None of us are experts on every issue of mission, but be willing to have a go. And so when the team leader says, Philip, Andy, would you like to go and do so-and-so? It's no good saying, oh, I don't do that. Have a go. Be willing to have a go. And on mission, the first-timers will not be sent out very often with another first-timer in the twos. You'd be paired with somebody who's got a bit of experience. So I'm learning from one another. But it's being willing to do whatever. And sometimes it's helping the local church just to do things simply. I've heard of some people on missions where there wasn't much happening and they were working on a housing estate. So what did they do? They went litter picking because that spoke to the people on that estate. Why are you people in these funny shirts coming around our estate helping to tidy up and litter pick? Because that's where God was and is. And Jesus would do that if it gave him an avenue, an opening. So when you're asked why you're doing this or that, you can't always say, because I enjoy it, because some things we do, we don't necessarily enjoy. But that's what Jesus would want us to do, to be servant-hearted, to serve the church, to serve the people in the locality. And by serving the church and serving the local people, we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Master. Any questions? I've noticed nobody rushing out of the door, screaming and worried. I'm going to go through the... You've all got a copy of this, haven't you? I don't think it's changed much over the years since I've been involved. But it's a day-by-day thing. It's not just for the week you're on mission. It's something you can use every day, as and when you feel it's right. So on Sunday, Jesus' incarnation, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. So it says, Jesus immersed Himself in the needy world. He went out, He fed the poor, He healed the sick and the lame and the blind and the dumb and the deaf. And it says to pray for daily opportunities to serve and witness where you live, but also to pray for opportunities when you're on mission. Pray for opportunities. There will be no coincidences, but there will be God incidents. So pray that God will give you the opportunities. Sometimes in a gathering, or, you know, in a coffee morning or a group of people. Sometimes it's one person, one at a time. And I say it's being open to what Jesus wants to do in you and through you. And as it says, forming good friendships with non-Christians. The trouble is, the longer we are in Christian faith, the less our non-Christian friends tend to be. We grow a group of friends who are like-minded, who are Christians. But culture your non-Christian friends. Because you may be the only Christian that they know. And you can be an example for Christ to them. And they can say, but what makes you like this? What is it about you that is different? And it says, well, on mission, making sure you're not in a holy huddle in your team. One of the temptations on teams, you know, you might all meet together for lunch. One of the temptations is you're so busy sharing what you've done in the morning and experiences that you forget that you've then got to go back out again. And it's safe and it's comfortable in the place where you meet. Get out there. Maggie and I sometimes, because we're team leaders and 2ICs, sometimes reckon that we're like sheepdogs. It's not gathering the sheep in, it's scattering them. And with the team, that's what we often have to do, is get out and do the job. Then come back and talk about it. And Jesus' holiness, He faced temptations. And day by day, we will face temptations. The people we can talk to, the conversations that we might get dragged into that are not really of Jesus. The people that we meet. The body says no to drugs or excessive alcohol and to any sexual activity that breaks God's revealed limits. That's in our day-to-day life. But on mission, you'll come across sometimes these. I'm not saying you'll get tempted with drugs, but they are about being aware. Stick to the 2 limits of alcohol a day, 2 years of alcohol a day. So if you're invited for a meal and they give you offer you a glass of wine, yes, have one. But remember that when you go out to the pub, you've only got 1 unit left. And sometimes you'll come across people that you feel attracted to. Remember, you are there for a purpose, not for your own ends. Being truthful, refusing to join in with gossip or swearing. But being truthful is more than that. When you're talking to people and they ask you something about the Christian faith and you don't know the answer, don't make it up to make it sound good. Be honest, say, I can't answer you, I don't know. But I will try and find out and get back to you. And again, it's being truthful. If you promise to do something for somebody or find something out, as far as is possible, do it. Because if you come across a Christian who says they're going to do something and they don't, what does that do for the Christian faith? Not a lot. And Jesus was open and welcoming. So it's how we are, how we approach people. When you first approach people, no matter what a terrible night's sleep you've had, no matter how you feel out on the mission field, put your smiling face on. No matter what goes on inside. Because you can get people in the team to pray for you. And the team will pray for each one of us on the team. But present face to the outside world of joy and welcome and being open. And don't be shocked by what some people will say to you. And what some of the things that you'll come again on mission. Don't say, oh, I don't know about that. Just accept it and work through it. And if it's relevant to talk about it, do so. If it's not relevant, don't get dragged into the things that you shouldn't do. A friend of mine was on mission in Kent, only mission he came on. And he experienced a really tough time on the Isle of Grain. He was a family man, had young children, and he came across child abuse on the Isle of Grain. And it was quite prevalent. It put him off mission for life because he couldn't deal with it on mission. He was trying to deal with it there and then. So I say, don't take the issues on for yourself. They're not your issues. You can help people to work through the issues or point them in the right direction, but don't take the issues on for yourself. I mean, you'll come across all sorts of things. Drugs, alcoholism, homelessness, prostitution, all sorts of things. Or you might be in sort of a nice quiet country area with no problem. Oh yes, there are. And don't get into a debate. Into an argument. Have a discussion, but don't get into an argument where there's heated discussion on either side. But also, one of the most difficult things that I find that you come across on mission, and I'm sure some of you people here on mission before, is apathy. You can't argue with apathy. Because they don't have an opinion about anything. That is the hardest one to cope with. People are apathetic. And unfortunately, there are lots of people out there who are apathetic about everything. Very difficult to engage in conversation with them. And Jesus' inner life, he prayed and read God's word. And he often took himself off to a lonely place to pray to his Father. So spend time in your preparation for mission, praying about the mission, reading God's word, but also on your mission. Make sure you have your daily prayer time. You will have prayer times within the team, but make sure you have your daily prayer time. Even if it's only a quick 5 minutes when you're brushing your teeth in the morning. A little and often. And sometimes you find it quite difficult. I don't know if any of you have signed up for a walk mission. Walk missions where it's men only, church hall floor, height of high living. But there's a great camaraderie between the team because they sleep and they have their breakfast together and they can have their prayer time and their minute and their team time together. Whereas those of us who are on associate teams, it's more difficult. You have the team time, yes, but your own prayer time is more difficult to do. But make sure that it happens every day. As I say, even if it's sort of as you're brushing your teeth or just before you go into bed or even when you're in bed. If I try and pray when I'm in bed, I've got to sleep quickly. Jesus' life of fellowship. Hopefully you're all active members of your local churches. You have the support of your church minister to come on mission. Because they're supposed to sign the form that you've sent in to Through Faith Missions. And when you're working in a church, support that church or churches. Don't say, but in our church we do it this way. They might say to you, well, how do you do this, how do that, that's okay. But don't put down the churches you're in because it's not your style. You may be a Baptist and you find yourself in an extreme Methodist church. Or you may be an Anglo-Catholic and you find yourself in a Pentecostal church. That's the shock. Be prepared to go with whatever they do, the way they do it, and learn from it, enjoy it, and support them. And Jesus wants us to be whole in our daily lives as far as is possible. We all have problems with our health from time to time, some more than others. But wholeness is not just about health, it's about how we are as a person, our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with our family and our friends, and our relationship with our church. And sometimes it's easy to do the first one. Sometimes our relationship with our church is sometimes not easy. Or our relationship with our family, especially if there's difficulties at the time. But you have to try and leave them behind, put them into God's hands, and leave them there because we have a focus on that week of mission. And Jesus' love and commitment. Jesus' love for us is how big? That big on the cross. That's how big his love for us. And to a certain extent, our love for the people that we're going to be working with and dealing with and coming across should be as big as that. A lot to take in, but we are in a mission field, not just for a week in September, but we're in a mission field each and every day. So pray about it, share with other people. And one thing that Maggie and I find very useful is that before we go away on mission, I type up a list with every session of the week, starting, well, depends on when you travel, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, all the way through. And I get people to sign up in our local churches that they will pray for us on that session. And we take that list with us. And so we know that, Charlie's praying for us on Sunday afternoon and Felicity's on a Monday morning. Don't know anybody called Charlie and Felicity, I just made them up. That's the way we work. And if it's very helpful. So get people to pray for you whilst you're on mission. But also get them to pray for you before you go on mission because it can be a scary time, especially the first time. So get a prayer backup each and every session. You might not know what you're doing when you ask them to pray for you, but to pray that you'll have opportunities to share the gospel in simplicity and in boldness and gentleness.